Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N-Word. And I am joined by my fabulous and illustrious co-host, Miss 100% Queen of the Little People. We want y'all to holler at us, so come hit us up, 646-929-2037. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. We, of course, want you to social network with us on Facebook, Twitter, my yearbook, soon to be Meet Me. I'm Smooth Drama. Add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it, because I like talking. It's one of my favorite pastimes when I'm not talking. But, of course, I know y'all really ain't trying to holler at me. You'd rather have a digital relationship with the self-styled queen of the little people, Miss 100. Tell them where they can catch you at.
All right. Yes, they can catch up with me on Facebook. You can usually find me on Facebook 24/7. If I don't have it on the computer, I got it on my phone. So hit me up, Miss 100% spelled out. Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com, just in case you want to send me an email. You might not want to comment and have it out there. You can send me a personal email. We can get all private like that. Or you can follow me on Twitter, the number 100%.
Get all up and close and personal. And speaking of being all up and close and personal, 100, I got good news.
What?
You know how we always talk about the people? And for those who don't know, tonight is Special Helmet Night.
Yeah.
I found out why some people need the special helmet.
Okay, now we said we were going to research, try to find out some things, some reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me and the entire world that you know why people need a special helmet.
I know why people need a special helmet.
Let's get it. Why?
All right. Found out brain tapeworms cause a disease that they call, and if I get it wrong, hey, whatever, you try to pronounce this shit. Neurocysticercosis.
Okay.
It's a parasitic disease of the nervous system. What it does is these brain tapeworms, their larvae, hopefully I said that right, they attach themselves to your cranium and they get inside of your brain. And what it is this is something that's not indigenous to humans. It's actually indigenous to pigs. And it attaches itself through pig's bloodstream. And then it gets to the muscles, and then it goes into the pig brains. And that's why, you know, you say pig-headed pigs are stupid, because these tapeworms have eaten half of their brain.
Wow.
So how does it get to humans?
And all of this stuff. Them chitlins ain't as good for us as we think they are, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you eat undercooked pork,
well,
there's a chance the tapeworm larvae could be attached.
But that's something that they taught us in school, like you cook, you know, way back in, not high school, but, you know, 7th, 8th grade. When you have to take home ec classes, they teach you about cooking meat properly. And if you undercook pork, it could have worms in it.
Right. Well, see, those are just, you know, like your psoriasis worms, like that. These worms travel up and they go to your brain.
They, oh my Lord. Okay.
Yeah, I mean they actually had a picture of a brain that it was like one of them nasty zombie Night of the Creek movies.
Oh Lord. Okay.
Yeah, it was awful. I saw it and I was like,
ugh.
Damn it. There it is. Right when we were talking about it, now we know. There's a scientific reason why some people are stupid.
They got a tapeworm sucking on their brain.
Yes. So if you're talking to somebody and they're not making no sense whatsoever, ask them.
Do you eat a lot of pork?
Yes. Because if they eat a lot of pork and they have not burnt their pork to a crisp, and now it would kind of make sense when you talk about the ancient religions and how the ancient religions.
Yes, pork was forbidden.
Because they probably had ate some pork raw or uncooked and it drove the people insane or they were all dropping dead and dying.
Wow.
Now you see, you make the sense of it and. You know, you can say people. Some people say, "Oh, it's just a religious province," but this is science too.
Yeah.
So not only is your Bible and Quran and any other book you may be reading say it, also your scientist says it. So if you're an atheist, stay away from the pork too.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a creepy story. But I thank you for sharing it.
Just in case y'all cooking that bacon, you got that down, burn it. Burn all the redness out of it if you gonna eat the nasty shit.
Oh my goodness.
And speaking of special helmets, you know, as most people know, Facebook came out and it went out on the market and it didn't do that well and right. Shares are declining and folks are shocked by that and I'm sitting up there like, I mean, why would I invest in Facebook? How do I get money from Facebook?
Right.
They get money from you when you invest in them because Facebook is not worth shit. You can't sell, I can't sell Facebook to you like, hey, 100, I got this Facebook, you want some?
It always confused me because I'm like, how are they billionaires off of a company that everybody can use it for free? Where is the money coming from? Is it coming from advertising?
Right.
What? That people can advertise, anybody can advertise on Facebook for free. So it's like, what's really going on? Like, what?
Well, no, Facebook charges, you know, money. For big companies who want to get their product out to a lot of people, but still.
I just didn't understand. I mean, they were already saying, you know, this person, you know, is an investor. This person is an investor. They're going to become billionaires if their stock sells, blah, blah, blah. And they talked about the stock being something like $38 a share. The first day, but the maybe 2-3 hours later, it fell like, 4 points in a couple hours right after it was announced. It fell 4 points. So I'm like, wow, that's the crappiest stock I've ever heard of. Like, what stock do you know that falls that quickly?
Yeah, but like I said, realistically, what was the application for Facebook in your life? That makes it worth. It's only worth what people think it's worth, and obviously people don't think too much of it.
Right. Because I really want to see how many people would pay for it. Like, if they started charging today, how many people would stay with Facebook?
Oh, they would move on to Microsoft's new social search tool, FO.cl, in a heartbeat. So, you know, just in case you don't know, as Facebook went public, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. You know, we have Google Plus.
Right.
Microsoft just launched SO.cl, which is, it describes as a social search tool to share information and meet people with common interests. Sounds like a dating site to me.
Sound like one of them pimp gangs to me. Date site, you know. Call me now. There's plenty hot girls just like me waiting to hear from you.
Yes. Yes. SO.CL.
You can hear from me for free, but being the person that you're really talking to, my name is Shaquanda. How you doing? Don't let this move taste fool you, y'all. This is a pimp game. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Why, Shaquanda? You have a very strong voice there.
You know what? That's usually what me and love got me.
Men love your voice?
They love my voice. They don't love it. They love it. Okay.
No, it is all good. It's definitely all good. I mean, I'm like, oh, we got another social network because we just don't have enough of those.
Right.
Yeah. So, shout out to Microsoft. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates, all y'all get special helmets because, hey, we can never have enough social networks. Special helmets for everybody. Who thought SO.CL it's gonna be a hit. I'm telling you.
Okay, I think I'm gonna come out with a social network.
Booty shots. Booty
shots. Booty off.
He was having an awkward black girl moment.
I'm on one tonight. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's all good. Now I'm on one because My first special helmet given out tonight goes to a Seattle car vandal who broke into people's vehicles, didn't take nothing, but left tortillas behind.
Tortillas. Tortilla
shell tortillas. Yeah, just no meat. No guacamole.
Don't get no salsa, no refresh.
None of that. No pico de gallo, none of that. Just
you broke my window and left tortillas, but right. You didn't see no condiments to go with it. What?
Right. I don't get that. Why would you take the time out to break into somebody's stuff to put tortillas down?
Wow.
Seven more months.
I'm stumped. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, not seven. My bad. Six more months.
Six more. Yeah.
Countdown.
Again,
ain't they? Yeah, because when tortillas, you breaking into people's cars and leaving tortillas, I'm like, something ain't right here. Something is very, very wrong. And I don't know how to stop it. It's just spiraling. I'm a solutions type guy. So when I see stuff like this, I don't quite understand it. And then, being a solutions type guy, I understand when people try to make solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Beijing, China, they have their city public toilets. And so the guys in charge in Beijing have decided that in order for the commodes to be clean, whatnot, they have put a rule into place that you can only have two flies per commode.
Oh, Lord.
And there can be no more than two discarded objects left uncollected for any period longer than half an hour.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm two. Yeah, see, this is what I asked 100. See, we have a conversation and we debating how can we help keep our city clean. And I say to you, you know what? I've walked past these porta potties and I've seen way too many flies. And you just come out, hey, you know what? I think we should keep it to a 2-fly minimum.
Goodness gracious. I'm just so disgusted. All I'm getting is mental pictures, and I don't like that. And I don't want to share, because I'm thinking, so Ling Ling go in here and use the bathroom, and Ling Ling shit draw 3 flies instead of 2, but the person can't get in there to clean it because Ling Ling's still in there. So come on, what? You're going to be cleaning shit all day long.
See, this went in the wrong direction. See, because you said you didn't want to do the picture, but then you went and did a full picture.
Hey, you know I'm the sharing type.
Yeah, just stop. if you're going to share, do your Sharon Stone sharing. Don't be doing the, look at this visual picture here.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Goodness gracious. 2-fly minimum.
2-fly. Yeah, good luck with that janitors in Beijing.
Oh,
you're going to get fired if they see 3.
Oh, my goodness. That's the worst job in the world.
Oh. You know what that is?
What?
That's Beijing. They posting high. And on that note, we going to be corny and go on break. This is Master Ace posting high.
Down on the ground where they Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. Inward. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Master 8, Colson Hoff.
Yeah. I try to post high every now and again. Every now and again.
Every.
You know, when I try to post high and offer my balls, y'all say no. It's all right. No, y'all who don't know, when we're done on the blog talk part of the show, me and 100, normally she gets deep and she talks about what's important to her, and I talk about what's important to me, which are my shiny blue balls. One day I'll get to sharing with you, hopefully. Until then, we gonna talk about haters.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, if you ain't trying to get my balls, you hating anyway. our hater of the week is sad. There's been data. Researchers have looked into like 1,500 samples of 7 malaria drugs from 7 countries in Southeast Asia and other poor quality countries, 21 countries in Africa also, that show that there are fake tablets and poor quality tablets out there that are supposed to stop malaria. And it's not, because of whoever is making these tablets aren't about curing the people. We put the tablets out and they're charging the money, but they actually do not cure malaria. You have to be a hater at the highest level to conspire to kill millions of people.
Wow. That is, you the hater of the millennium for that.
I mean, because lead researcher Garvika Nair stresses that 3.3 billion people were at risk of malaria, which is classified as endemic in 106 countries.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you talking about 3.3 billion people are at risk, and they are putting out pills that do not work, saying that they are, and reaping the profits of it, I think we can say that we may have the hater of the decade right alongside those people who made AIDS.
Well, maybe I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How are they just putting the drugs out? Like, don't they have to go through a process to even get their drug approved? And then before they can be used as one of the companies that of the drug to help with it, don't they actually have to go through some type of screening? And I mean, or can you just put drugs out there and say, this is for malaria, and someone says, okay, thank you, here's $2 million for your pills, and that's it.
But understand this. See, I can give you some of the good batch. You know, sort of like if you're mixing soda, you can make it the first batch strong, and then once they decide to buy, all the other liters don't have to necessarily have as much sugar as that first batch you sent out.
But this is not just one company. This is a lot of companies doing it. So it seems like this it's a process to it, like.
I believe you would call that collusion to murder or
genocide. Okay. It just seems like there is more than, you see what I'm saying? It's too much of it going on for it to be a big shock. You know, like we're shocked by it. It's too big of a
Drug companies, I mean, because you hear it all the time when you hear the fake rappers talking about how, yeah, when I was selling my crack, I would cut it and add this and this so I can dilute it.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So the malaria drug dealers are cutting the product and killing the people. Thumbs up to y'all. Y'all are really special people, and I hope your pork was undercooked.
I hope y'all get malaria.
Mm-hmm. Now, we still on special helmets, so we have to get on to Alan Petrusen, who he wanted to hook up, but you know how normally most folks, you get online and you try to holler at somebody, or you go out to the club, you go out to the bar, whatnot, try to get at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Homie went to a park in Ramsey, Minnesota, tied himself naked, and blindfolded himself to a tree.
Oh, why?
I guess police say that there are reports of sexual activity out there. So, I guess that's the lick in, Ramsey, Minnesota. You go to the park naked and you can get it cracking.
So he wanted to be raped.
I don't know what he wanted.
I mean, that's the only type of sex he gonna get is what
Hold on now. You gotta remember though.
There's
such a thing as a glory hole, right? Rape is not required for the glory hole. You just stick through the glory hole, and whoever's on the other side do what they do.
But he was tied to a tree, butt naked and blindfolded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get set.
Yeah.
That's really kinky.
Takes all kinds.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean.
6 months. That's all I got to say. Yeah,
I don't know what you can say on that one. It's pretty out there.
Oh, I know what we can do. I'm going to go out here and blindfold myself. I'm going to tie myself to this tree, and you just come and take it. Just come and get it.
I mean, because I'm thinking, like, now, if you went out there 100 and you tied yourself to a tree, bent over naked, you probably going to get it.
Probably so.
Yeah. Don't know who. Don't know if you're going to survive, but I guess if there's 6 months left, it don't really matter.
I guess that's the way he felt, like, you know.
Yeah, he's like, he heard that the world's ending in 2012, and I'm gonna take a guess, aside from the tapeworms eating their brain out, that this is what folks is into. Like, the world's ending, so shit, whatever.
Right. That's what it seems like.
It's going down.
Crazy.
Although I have to come out and be a hater myself.
Okay.
Because I saw down in my favorite state, they actually had some go down in my favorite state, 100.
Florida, yes, of course.
I'm hating on Florida because there was a high school prom at Miami Beach Senior High School,
mm-hmm.
and right next to their high school prom was the porn convention.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hater too, yeah.
I'm sitting up there like, you know, when we had our prom, there wasn't no... But no porn convention next door.
Right.
I mean, it kind of sucks.
I bet you the prom probably wasn't nothing, but the party next door to the prom was probably something.
Well, if you think about it, if you wasn't, I mean, because you could be having a great time at the prom and be like, hey, I'm going to go next door. I'll be right back.
Right. I got something to take care of.
Yeah, you didn't have, you know, the nerds didn't have the date. Hey, I'm going next door. I holla.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guarantee you'll find a date.
Yeah, one thing they said, there was one student that said she thought it was a shame that the prom was held at the same venue as the porn convention. I'm like, well, that whoever booked it, that's on them.
I'd have been like, sit down, little girl. Go on somewhere.
In the article, there are no guys that are quoted as saying, yeah, this is messed up.
Of course not. Come on, really?
Yeah.
Who wants to be the guy that complains about a porn convention? Nobody, I guess.
Was it me?
I bet you that's the reaction and response they got from all y'all news. Hey, little fella, you wanna comment on the porn convention? Not really. What's the problem?
Well, I was there. Am I in trouble, officer?
I didn't touch anything. I was only looking.
Yeah, because they said that we can come in, so we came.
Pretty sure no men had, no being boys, who are males, had a problem with it at all.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
You got to know, there's always the square or two that be like, no. It's not right.
You're right about that.
You know, there's always somebody. And I won't say you're square. I mean, because I guess there's a fine line between being the sex addict that we are and...
Hey, think for yourself.
Whatever. Anyway, the point is, I mean, there are some people who appreciate it and some people who don't. Obviously. So, I mean, I in my personal circle, have not run across anybody who has an aversion to porn per se.
Okay. That's perfect.
Yeah. I think that's important to note. I mean, sort of like you have some people, there's some uproar because philosophy professor Natalia Juarez is running for Congress in Mexico, and her campaign includes a billboard on which she and other women are topless.
Oh.
Yeah, she says it's her way of giving voters a wake-up call with radical ideas for Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, her reason is 100.
Why hide anything? This is what I'm going to do after I'm elected.
She said, even if I dress as a nun, conservatives are never going to vote for me. So.
Might as well let the big guns out, huh?
Yeah. Taste it. Look at it.
Wow.
Yeah, her party is the party of the Democratic Revolution. You got to see if we can holler at her.
Yeah, that's a revolution, all right. We're going to have to get her over.
Yeah. I mean, because like my homegirls down at the Australian sex party. Hey, you know, if they trying to make it happen and they think that we should take sex off the table as taboo and not focus on the sex part, but focus on the freedom of individuality.
Okay.
You know, let's look at my ideas, not whether I'm not I'm naked. Now that I've got your attention by being naked.
Right.
What would you do?
Very smart.
Yeah, I mean, because as we know, most people, once they see the billboard, they want to know who Natalia Juarez is.
Right. I think they would vote for her just because of that billboard.
Yeah. I mean, as I told homegirl in the Australian sex party, hey, I'm down with y'all.
Of course.
You know, I mean, I consider myself an honorary sex party member.
I thought you were going to say honorary member. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Okay.
Australian sex party is where it's at. It's too bad they don't have the American sex party.
No, of course. We're scared of sex. Remember?
Yeah, we scared of everything here.
Exactly.
You scared of everything, but what you should be scared of.
I'm scared of food.
Yeah, I mean, like the woman in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Fired for being too busty.
Yeah.
What the is that?
Yeah.
I'm fired because I have big titties.
Because she's too distracted.
Her manager told her to tape her breast down. I mean, who said? I mean, you know, who says that?
Here's the kicker. Her breasts are too, her curves are too distracting to work at a lingerie shop.
Yeah, it said the company owners are Orthodox Jews who are offended by her attire, even though that's the attire that they sell.
I like it. You know what? Dripping with hair aid. That's all I have to say.
Right. I mean, the manager saying, hey, you got to take, and you know, the female manager telling her to tape her titties down.
Right.
So.
Said that the owners were distracted or the owners didn't like her attire or her curves. They never said it. This woman said that's how they felt.
Right. They never said that's how they felt. They sell thongs.
They sell thongs.
They sell booty shorts.
Yeah. I saw that. Booty shorts that say juicy.
Right.
You think they care about a big pair of breasts? They probably, the only thing they care about is that if she did come to work covered up and they didn't get to look at them all day.
Well, for people to understand the level of hate here, it's aching to me walking up to a guy and I'm his manager and it's like he's got on these tight pants and his bulge looks a little bit bigger than mine. I'm like, dog, you know what? You can't be wearing tight pants like that because your dick look bigger than mine.
You couldn't do that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the first thing anybody would say was, why the fuck are you looking at another man's dick?
Well, I would ask the question, why are you looking at another woman's titty?
Women look at each other's titties all the time.
Right. I mean, men look at other men. The point is, you don't comment about it.
Well, women do. They're like, oh, that's a nice pair. I want mine to be done like that. Or, oh, that's nice. You know, you do any exercises? You know, women ask each other questions. Very personal questions.
I mean, men ask questions too, but there's only so far you can go or you should go.
With a guy, of course.
Yeah. I mean, with anybody. Don't ask me to take my titties down. That just is not supposed to happen.
A bathrobe. She may have put on a bathrobe and sit at her desk in a bathrobe all day.
That company, that manager, you suck, and you definitely deserve a special helmet. And on that note, while we're fitting you for that special helmet, we're going to go into our next break. This is Special Ed, the Bush. Cut you down.
Drama with your host, Mr. Esther Inward. I'm at 100%, and that was Special Ed, the Bush.
Yeah. Oh, and now comes that part of the show, 100 favorite part of the show, because she hate people that's dumbasses. And she kicked all the dumbasses out of her kingdom long time ago. Yeah. And You want to drop your dumb? Well, let me drop my dumb ass. My dumb ass is a Silicon Valley software executive, Thomas Langenbach, who was arraigned in Santa Clara court, did not enter a plea. This guy is the vice president of SAP Labs Integration and Certification Center. What did this dude do? He allegedly stole from Target stores around his home and sold the items on eBay. I guess what he was doing was he was putting barcodes onto the Legos and go to the store and get them at a major discount because he knew he set the code where it would code at a different price, a cheaper price. So he just would have a bunch of Legos, so he had them Legos around his house. So like, I mean, dude is the VP of a successful company, living in a nice house, making a whole lot of money.
And he's stealing Legos.
And creating false barcodes so he can get Legos for cheap.
Yeah.
I think that he's a supervillain trying to create a Lego super evil robot army.
Maybe he's that guy that's responsible for that 8-foot-tall Lego man that keeps showing up in the ocean.
Wouldn't shock me.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what grown man needs Legos? Got to have them. If you're not building a super robot army trying to take over the world.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Just a thought. Six months.
Yeah. Well, my person is, doesn't give his last name, but his name is Greg, and he's from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Hey.
And he posted a one ad on Craigslist, and it goes a little something like this. I have successfully built a working time machine and need a human test subject that is willing to be the first person to ever travel back in time. Due to the dimensions of the machine, you must be shorter than 6'3 and weigh less than 230 pounds. Also, you must be male. That's not due to the dimensions of the machine. It's just a personal thing. I think a man should be the first to travel, just like he was the first to fly an airplane and to walk on the moon. The pay is $3,000, and of course, you'll reap the benefits of being the first person to ever travel back in time. You will have to sign a waiver. Number one, I am not responsible for anything that happens to you when you time travel. Number two, you are forbidden from interfering in matters that would disrupt the current timeline, like going back and killing Hitler. You are not allowed to travel back in time for the purpose of tearing up this waiver before it's been signed. And he said, I built a time machine. I'm no moron. As far as the danger of time traveling in this machine, we sent a dog into the past yesterday, and it went off without a hitch. He hasn't yet returned, but that's just because animals don't know how to rendezvous. Lastly, you will need 3 personal references. I can't take a chance sending some unscrupulous druggie into the past, and because you'll mess everything up, and the references must be male also. And he said, again, it's just a personal thing. And he gives his telephone number and his name.
We got to call that brother up. I don't think that there would be too many black folks that want to go back in time. It ain't good for us now. And I'm thinking that if we went back in time a little bit more, probably wouldn't be that good. I mean, I'd show up right in 1859, right in the middle of Alabama.
Yeah.
That probably would not be a good look for me.
Probably not.
And he's like, where you come from, boy?
Boy, my ass, Emmy, if you remember.
What? You can speak
with me. The author of the future, so if you do go back, you can't resist being a slave or anything like that. So.
Oh, the whole reading, the fact that I would probably look him in the eye. Boy, you look me in the eye.
I mean, what the fuck? Are you serious, dude?
Yeah.
Great.
Good luck with that.
You get our special helmet, the sparkly smooth drama helmet.
I think that he went to school in Florida. And he migrated west to Alabama.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. And for those of you who don't know why he would have went to school in Florida, I don't know if y'all heard or not, but in Florida, 70% of the kids failed their aptitude tests. So what did the Florida Department of Education did, they lowered the performance level standard on the writing exam, because only 27% of the fourth graders passed.
Wow.
Yeah, they did it. The decision was made during an emergency conference call. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Wow. An emergency conference call that said, do you know that 70% of our fourth graders failed the writing exam? Oh, shit. We got to hurry up and lower those.
Yeah, we going to lose money.
Wow. We got to fix this shit.
Right. I mean, but it just goes to show you, we don't reward common sense. And education is obviously not valued when kids don't pass. I mean, and obviously there's a problem when only 27% of the fourth graders can write at an adequate level.
Wow.
And they say, well, you know what? Let's lower the standards so at least they won't look as dumb.
Right. And remember, if they are dumb or illiterate or whatever, it's not the kid's fault.
Yeah.
Look at who's been teaching them, or what have you been teaching them.
I mean, and I think part of that, because I'm not going to throw it all on the teachers, because I think what happens is people just say, well, my kid don't know nothing. It's the teacher's fault. Parents are involved, too.
What they doing at school, you have to be abreast of what they doing at school, and you have to keep up with the curriculum at home, too.
Right, because I think that's one of the things, we got a whole generation of people who think, oh, we just going to blame the teachers. No, mm-hmm. Parents, if you not doing homework, you don't know who the hell your kids' teachers are.
Right.
You don't know nothing about nothing. You don't know what they're doing with their homework, or you can't help them, whatnot. I mean, I get it if you were somebody who wasn't educated. But at this point in time, at this stage of our development, that's on you. Unless you have a learning disorder, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to help your kid. Because the only people that I can feel sorry for people who had learning disabilities.
But you know what? As a person who has worked with children with learning disorders and children that don't have learning disorders, it really amazed me how the parents that have children with learning disorders are more hands-on with their child's education than the children who don't. And it's like, you guys have an advantage because you know this. You know, it's not like the children aren't smart, but it's harder for them to grasp the concept of certain things than it is for you and for your children. And you're not even worried about your child. Your child is getting S simply because you're allowing them to get S. That's ridiculous.
Right. I mean, I saw that in you know, it's a reflection. I mean, I make fun of Florida, but we know that you can go across this old country and we'll find that in this rich country, I would guess that probably 70-80% of the people couldn't pass a writing exam.
Mm-hmm. The adults couldn't pass.
Right. And you know, that's all subjective mm-hmm. because obviously language, how we talk are different, but people being able to articulate themselves in writing, it's a lost cause.
Right.
You know, we don't read, we damn sure, as it's showing, can't write either.
Wow. That's really sad.
Which comes to our next point. They're talking about stem cell scientist Professor Chris Mason is imagining a human memory chip, which would give everyone the chance to have a complete collection of all their life memories without losing any details or distortions of time.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's saying that he would use the term chip loosely, as it would be, it might be made of silicone or be living cell based. And when connected with the brain, it would provide instant additional memory, just like a computer memory stick.
So you're turning people into robots?
No. See, all your memories can, you will keep them all. So when you was, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, you can be right there again.
I mean, but I can do that now.
Oh.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't believe in hype. I think this is bullshit. I just think this is the whole, another thing for the whole New World Order thing where they can, anytime they want to know anything about you, all they have to do is sedate you, and they can pull your chip and find out whatever they want to know. They ain't got to ask you nothing. They can ask you. You can lie. But if they want to know if you really committed that crime, sedate you, pull that chip, and go through your memories, and they'll find out whether or not you really did it.
Okay. I looked at it like that's the porno waiting to happen. You just sedate a block, pull their chips, and get all their sex adventures and put it all together. The sex adventures of Wisteria Lane.
Wait, Wisteria Lane?
I don't know, Desperate Housewives.
Somebody go watch Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. I was just saying, I think it's funny that you have a concept of a memory chip. I mean, because obviously, if you can save memories and plug it in and the memories come, you can actually implant memories also.
Yeah, yes, you can. You can manipulate them.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that movie?
That was Total Recall.
But it was another one with Tom Cruise, and the guy was arrested for a crime that he didn't commit yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hadn't committed it yet.
Yeah, yeah, I can't recall the movie, but I know where you're going with it.
The idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some freaky, scary stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where we're going with it. Eventually, we know that these memory chips will come to pass. And we'll definitely be talking about this again, but I see them working. Just plug you in. And hold on, did I do that? I guess I did. It's funny how it goes,
but it won't be funny when it comes into play though, because
I believe that would be the welcome to the Matrix. You'll be plugged in to the machine,
yeah,
the tube. Oh, free will.
Wow.
And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening, and for my fabulous Queen of the Little People, Miss 100%. I am F the N Word, and we're Smooth Drama. We out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast.
smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.